race.
所以我们在跑，我们跑完一站的时候
，After we finish one station,
我们必须要预备这个要接棒的人。
We have to prepare who gonna take the next round.
你说陆先生四十岁就准备接棒？
Someone say, you're only 40 years old. Why you have to prepare for this?
你们有没有看过接力跑的时候是那个人还没跑到的时候？
Have you seen in the run, in this kind of relay, the people before they arrive the station,
接棒的人就必须要先跑了。
The next runner gonna start to run first.
如果只是递棒给他，他在那等着的话，那个速度就慢下来的。
If the next runner stay there still, it's gonna delay the whole speed of the team.
所以接棒的人他就必须要赶快跑。
So the runner have to keep start running first.
才能够保持那个同样的速度的。
And then they can keep the connection of the same speed.
所以你会发现这些话里面充满的智慧呢。
Can you see all the wisdom inside of this?
我们必须要预备。
We have to prepare for this.
提早预备。
We have to prepare beforehand.
不单单是预备你们这一代啊。
It's not only for your generation.
牧民这一代也要预备起来。Christopher.
Okay. Have to prepare for even young infant.
所以我们得想啊。
So we have to think about this.
因为主的工作就是这样子一代一代的传递下去。
That's called the discipleship of our the God of Kingdom.
所以感谢主。
Thanks for God.
所以我们四十岁的人已经开始觉得老了就是比较好点。
So if we think we are too old, even we are only 40 years old,
三十岁的人觉得自己还很年轻，那就比较糟糕。
But if you are in the years of 30s, you think you're too young, that's also not a very good thing to think.
我们应该赶快想到这个接棒的人预备好了吗
？We have to think what's the people next to us,
对不对
？Isn't it right?
感谢主。
Thanks for God.
所以当我们将棒接给他们之后呢
？After we run the delay for this.
我们会做什么事情呢
？What we gonna do next？
休息不？不是休息。
No, we can't retire so quick。
你知道吗？跑到最后一棒的时候
，Whoever run the last section of the whole runner，
前面三个人呢
？The precede three sections，
三个人在做什么呢
？What the other three runners do？
我们小的时候跑过这些比赛了。
When we were young, we always do this kind of contest.
我们在那叫加油加油。
We have to encourage them.
快点快点，要追上了要追上了。
Be quick, be quick. There's someone just gonna catch you up.
所以前面几棒的人在做什么呢
？So what the other three first runners do?
我们如同云彩围绕着你们。
It's like the clouds surrounding you.
给你们打气。
We encourage you.
给你们祷为你们祷告。
We pray for you.
我们要激励你们。
We encourage you.
我们准备了这一切，要使得最后一棒达成那个目的。
We prepare all this just for the final triumph for our destination.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是主的工作来着。
This is the work of the God.
我们不是在休息啊。
We are not resting.
我们在呼喊。
We are crying for God.
我们在祷告。
We are praying for God.
我们在预备。
We prepare.
所以感谢主。
So thanks for God.
让我们为着我们的年轻的一代要多多祷告啊。
Let's pray more and more for the young generation.
我问这边的中老年的弟兄姐妹啦，你们有没有为着孩子们祷告啊
？Have you prayed for the young generations?
反正交棒了，我就休息了。
You're not just only rest.
休息啦。
You're not only rest.
不可以休息。
No, you can't rest.
加油！
You have to hurry up and encourage the next generation for us.
所以从今天开始，要不要每天花五分钟为着这一群人祷告呢
？So maybe spare 5 minutes a day to pray for the young generations.
五分钟不多啊。
It's not a long time.
发微信五分钟就把杂音就过去了。
They easily kill the time. Use WeChat for 5 minutes.
所以用五分钟为着他们来祷告。
5 minutes for pray for the young generation.
阿门吗？
阿门。
感谢主，我们现在就来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
亲爱的救主，我们将今天的聚会众人的心灵恭敬交托在主的圣手中，主你兴起年轻的一代，在上帝的国度当中，来你的意象放在他们的里面，你的爱充满在他们的里面，真理的圣道充满他们，使他们成为不一样的年轻的一代，像当以利像撒母耳一样势力在主的面前，势力在整个的世代的里面扭转整个的世代， 回转到上帝的面前来。主，你做这样的工作，谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。我们今天要分享的，我们今天所要分享的就是雅各谷。
So today the verse we're going to talk is about the Valley of Acre.
这一个的雅各谷
this valley
本来是一个灵泪谷
It's a crying valley.
是 incrimination valley.
It's an incrimination valley.
这一个灵泪了百姓
This is crying people.
灵泪了众人的这样的一个谷
They made some burden to the rest of the Israel.
但是上帝要将他们转变过来
But God will turn them around
转变成那盼望的谷
They want to turn this valley to the hope of the valley
这一个的盼望之门是怎么样子转变出来的呢
How this hope of door come out
这一个的盼望之门是因为人听了上帝的话语
This hope of door is come out from we obey the God of door
f非常认真的去处理自己生命当中的问题。
We are very, very take seriously to treat the problem in our life.
然后将它丢石头。
And then we throw the stone.
然后焚烧了。
And then we burn.
然后再重新出发。
And then we start again.
所以灵泪谷就成为了盼望之门。
So the crying valley is become a door, a hope of the door.
成为了这一个的 the gate of hope,
the gate of the hope,
成为这样的一个的 hope 之门
it's a gate of the hope.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，dear brothers and sisters,
这六七章的里面
，in the chapter six and seven,
特别是来到第七章的时候
，especially we come to the chapter seven,
我们发现了他们唯一的一次失败
，we find there's a failure in their military.
在应许之地当中的唯一的一次失败
There's a only failure in the promised land
或者说基督徒生命当中的唯一的一种的失败
Or in another word There's a only kind of the failure in our Christian life
是不是基督徒生命当中唯一的一种失败呢
What is this? The only failure in Christian life
是不是我们的仇敌足够强大呢
Is that because the so mighty of our enemy?
是因为我的处境够恶劣吗
Is that because our environment is very bad?
是这样子吗
Is that because of this?
不
No
真正击败我们的是谁呢
The real things who can defeat us is
不是你的仇敌
It's not our enemy
不是你的环境
It's not our environment
是谁
What is it
有谁可以告诉我
Who can tell us
这是上周所说的
That's the topic of from last preaching
真正击败你的是谁呢
Who eventually defeat us
哦是你自己
It's our self
是你的骄傲
It's our pride
是你的贪婪
It's our lust
击败了你
Defeat us
所以真正的敌人不是你的爸爸、你的妈妈、你的朋友。
So the true enemy is not our parents, is not our friends.
你为什么考试不及格
？Why we fail in our exam？
你说考试太难了。
Because the exam is so difficult.
老师说这个太容易了。
The teacher says it's very easy.
我们常常从外面去找失败的原因。
We always trying to find some kind of the cause from outside.
其目的是为了自己的失败找出一个的借口出来。
We do that because we just want to find some excuse for us.
不要为自己找借口。
Don't find excuse for yourself.
如果失败了还找借口的话。
If you fail and you find trying to find the excuse.
那真的是失败了。
That's a true fail.
对不对
Isn't it right?
是不是呢
Isn't right?
失败了要勇敢地去面对自己为什么失败
We should be very confrontly, courageously, bravely confront the failure of us
不要去找说因为我的家里太吵了
It's not because it's too noisy in our family
因为我的家里的灯太昏暗了
Maybe the light is not good enough
因为我们家没有 study room
Because there's no study room in my home
大家有没有看过古代的时候人家读书的时候是凿壁借光来读书呢
Have you seen the ancient times? There's some one guy drill a hole on the wall and they take the light from the, our their neighbors.
结果他考上状元的。
And then he become a champion in the in that exam.
啊，全聘啊，翻译成状元，好吧。所以恶劣的条件啊。
So the bad condition.
非常糟糕啊。
It's very bad.
连灯都没有啊。
There's no light even.
只能够凿。通那个墙壁去借人家的光过来呀、啊、
They have to drill the hole to utilize the neighbor's light.
然后居然读书读出来却是全中国最厉害的一个人来着。
And then he can be the number one in China in that time.
所以这些例子的话
So all this example
其实是叫我们去思想
It's gonna tell us to
只有一种失败
It's only one true failure in our life
就是你自己向自己屈膝的一种失败
That's you submit yourself
从埃及的失败我们看到了这个
From the failure of AI
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
so,
我们该怎么办呢
What can we do on this
面对外在的环境其实比较容易
It's very easy to just talk about the outside superficially
但是真正如果要去面对内在的却是非常难
But it's very hard if we look inside of us
所以我们看下去
So if we look at the verse On the first section
上帝对约书亚说什么话呢
What God said to Joshua
当时约书亚听到战败之后呢
When Joshua heard this kind of news of failure
他就撕裂衣服了
He torn apart his
和他的这些的教会领袖们叫做长老们
So he's together with the elders of the church
撒灰在自己头上的
Raise the dust on them
如果我们的教会领袖和牧师有这种精神也是不错的
If the nowadays If the leaders of the church have this such kind of things It's very good leaders
面对失败的时候如果先撕衣服又撒灰
If we can torn apart our clothes and then we sprinkle our dust on earth
来到上帝面前
and we come in presence of God
教会就有盼望了
the church will have hope
但是今天教会很多的领袖不是这样子的
but in this day the leader of church is not like this
所以他们就在耶和华约柜面前俯伏下来直到晚上
so they kneel down in front of the ark of the God until the late of the night
所以那个时候的守望祷告不是一个小时的
so at that time the prayer is not just only 1 hour
我们今天有弟兄姐妹说一个小时的守望祷告受不了了
nowadays the brothers sisters some of them say it's 1 hour is too long for us
但是他们那时候守望祷告一直到晚上的
but at that time they pray for the whole night until the whole night
所以他们就向上帝说什么话呢
so what did they say to the God
我们一起要不要来读一下呢
let's read together
第七节到第八节
so the verse Chapter 7, verse 7 and 8.
好不好？一起来读啦。
Let's read together.
约书亚说
And Joshua said,
哀哉，
主
耶和华，你为什么竟领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如住在约旦河那边大。主啊，以色列人既在仇敌面前准备逃跑，我还有什么可说的呢？
What can I say?
哎呀，这个是祷告吗
？It is a prayer，
是抱怨来着。
It's a complaint，
抱怨上帝。
It's a complaint to God。
不过上帝呢也不没关系了，你抱怨就抱怨吧。
But the God is okay with this。
上帝对他说什么话呢
？What God said to Joshua，
知道吗？上帝对他说什么话？第十节。
In the verse 10， God said to Joshua，
上帝对他说
：“Joshua，
起来。”
God said to Joshua, "Stand up."
你为什么这样俯伏在地上呢
What are you doing down on your face?
所以我们看到了这一个的约书亚在问责于上帝。
So we can see now here, Joshua is complaining to God.
为什么上帝我们为什么失败上帝为什么你带我们来
Why God you took us to this kind of this kind of situation?
为什么你让我们在仇敌面前大大溃败呢
？Why you make us fail in front of our enemy？
今天我们失败的时候不也是这样子吗
？Today we doing exactly same thing。
我们就将这些责任都归给上帝的。
We put all this kind of blame to God。
上帝的回答是什么样的回答
？What God's answer？
上帝的回答是这样子的。
That's what God say。
不是我不愿意与你们同在。
It's not because I'm willing to stand together with you.
不是因为我这个很讨厌你们啊。
It's not because I don't like you.
乃是我不能够与你们同在。
It's because I can't stay together with you.
哇，这是一个什么样的概念呢？
So what's this kind of concept?
我只是总结了上帝的话语。
I just conclude from the word of God.
上帝的话说，你们当中有人犯罪了。
The God say there's someone sinning among you.
取了当灭之物了。
They took some devout things.
然后使你们成为被咒诅的。
And make you to become a condemned.
所以英文间它翻译成使他们成为当灭之物。
So they in English said you took some devoted things or cursed things.
你自己就成为当灭之物了。
And you yourself become a devoted.
所以我就不能就不再与你们同在了。
So I cannot be with you.
我这是不是说上帝不愿意与我们同在
？It's not because God not willing to stay with us.
是上帝不能够与当灭之物同在。
Because God cannot be together with the devoted things.
所以在美国这个内战的时候
，So in the second, in the Civil War of America,
林肯代表着北方。
Abraham Lincoln represents the north part of the America.
那南边呢？
In the south side of the American,
坦白来说也是基督徒了。
Is they also Christian?
啊，北边是基督徒。
In the north part is Christian.
啊，南边也是基督徒。
On the south part was Christian as well.
南边的基督徒说，我们是可以做奴隶买卖的。
So in the south part of America, the Christian said we can do the business to trade the slaves.
所以这就是一个头痛的不得了的问题了。
So this is very hard the problem.
所以基督徒永远不是从外面的名字称为基督徒的。
So the Christian never become a Christian because of the name.
所以有些基督徒很虔诚的。
So some Christian is very is very
godly.
Very godly.
但是他的行为却告诉我们，他并不是一个基督徒的。
But their behavior tell us totally different.
所以呢，当时有人就很困惑。
So at the time, someone is some people are very perplexed.
两边都是基督徒啊。
Both of the sides are Christian.
两边都祷告上帝保佑他们啊。
Both of two sides, they pray for the God.
神啊，求你保佑我们在这次的大战当中得胜啊。
Both of two sides, they pray, God, please help us to win this war.
如果你是上帝，你该怎么办呢？
If you were God, what are you going to do?
该怎么办？
What are you going to do?
如果 Daniel 跟 Samuel 打架啊。假如说了
，If there's some small quarrel between Daniel and Samuel,
拉住玉萍姐妹啊
，and they all both of them they drag two sides two hands of your mom.
玉萍姐妹不知道该怎么办呢
？And mom doesn't know what to do.
对吗？所以一个渔夫和一个的农民
，So one fisherman and one farmer,
一个求太阳
，One is pray for the sun.
一个求这个的下雨天
，The other they pray for the raining day.
农夫求了下雨就完蛋。
So the farmer, if they got a rain,
他要晴天
not happy.
这个的渔夫想要下雨天
But the fisherman
雨水又多
need the rain.
哇，土地公不知道该怎么办了。
So the God doesn't know what to do.
所以人的思想非常的局限，非常的错谬。
So our human beings' thinking thought is very limited.
有一个士兵就带着这种思想来了，来找林肯了。
So at the time, one of the soldiers took exactly the same idea come to the league just before the eve of the war.
我想问你一个问题。
So I want to ask you questions.
到底上帝是站在我们这边呢，还是站在他们那边呢？
What on earth the God's gonna stand which side?
你们说该怎么回答呢？
Do you know how to answer this question?
怎么回答？
How to answer?
站在我们这边
Stand with us. Of course.
所以两个教会吵架的时候，常常有一个教会说，两个教会都会说，上帝在我们这边的，我们都是真理的。
So if there's argument between the two churches, both of
the
two churches, they say they are right.
我们都是对的。
The other party is wrong.
两夫妻吵架也是一样的。
That's the same situation happened in
我一定是对的。
The argument between the couples.
如果不是老公这么坏这么坏，怎么可能会吵架呢？
if the husband is not that bad, how the argument come from?
然后一听老公这边说呢
if you come to the husband,
他说他的妻子多么坏，多么坏的。
Husband gonna say how bad the wife is.
所以我在教会当中常常要面对这种情况。
So Pastor Luke always face this kind of challenge.
两边都说话。
There's all both the voice from both sides.
你就不能做出任何的判断出来。
You can't make a judgment on this.
因为每一边都说的是对的。
Because it sounds like all correct from both sides.
对不对
？Isn't it right?
该怎么办呢？
What we can do in this kind of situation.
但是林肯就面对这个问题来着。
So the President Lincoln faced exactly same questions.
林肯就说了一句话。
So the Lincoln said,
就是这节经文的应用来着。
That's the exact application of this verse.
他说我的关注点。
The Lincoln said, my concentration is,
不是上帝在不在我们这边
？It's not whether the God stand with us.
我的关注点是，我们是不是在上帝那边
？My point is whether we stand with God.
什么样的人才能够站在上帝那边呢
？What kind of people can stand in presence of God？
什么样的军队才能够站在上帝那边呢
？What kind of military army can stand with the God？
如果你是当灭之物的话
，If you are devoted things，
神如何与你同在
？How can God be with you？
如果你是当灭之物的话
，If you are cursed things，
你如何站在上帝这边
？How you can stand in front of God？
所以我们应该意识到我到底现在站在哪里才是最重要的。
So the most important thing for us is where we stand.
所以上帝对他说
So the God said to him,
起来
Stand up.
你为什么这样俯伏着呢
Why you have to doing down on your face?
你所关心的是你的战败所带来的结果。
You only worry about the consequence of the failure.
你完全所关心的就是你战败之后你的颜面俱失。
The only thing you worry about is you lose the face because of failure in the war.
你所关心的就是这些东西。
You only worry about these kind of things.
你沉浸在战败当中。
You only indulge in the failure of the war.
但是我所关心的是什么呢
？But what I concerned about is
我所关心的不是战争失败所带来的结果。
I'm not care about the result of the failure.
我所关心的是你为什么会战败。
I'm more concentrated on the cause behind the failure.
一个小孩子生病了。
One boy sick.
他很难过。
He's very sad.
他为什么很难过呢
？Why he sad?
因为接下去朱毅叔叔要带着我要去爬。隐蔽去了
Because later on we're going to do the indoor climbing later on
但是我生病了
Because he's sick
我就不能去了
And he can't go
哇非常的难过、
oh, He's very very sad
他对妈妈说
And he said to his mom My son
哦这样的好吧我不知道哎呀我真是痛苦啊
I'm so so sad
我为什么早不生病迟不生病偏偏今天生病呢
Why I don't sick last week Why don't I sick next week I only sick today
错过了这绝佳的机会
I lost this so good opportunity to
本来我是爬赢应该是第一名的
Maybe I can be the first one Number one to
现在让 Samuel 要第一名了
Now Samuel gonna go be a number one.
本来他永远在我下面的。
Maybe he can't win on first.
现在他有一种的得胜的这种的感觉了。
Now he can win.
这是一个小孩子。
That's the boy.
对生病的他的感受来着。
How he feel when he sick.
他的关注点说：“哎，我不能去玩了。”
The point draw his attention is he can't go to play.
但是母亲呢？
But mother, on the other perspective,
她会怎么看呢
？What is she gonna think?
她看这个的疾病是
，She think about this kind of illness is
会不会影响到她孩子的生命
？Whether this illness gonna affect the life of the boy?
哪怕是小小的一个的破损。
Nevertheless, it's a little small, minor damage.
哪怕是一个小小的擦伤。
Maybe a little scratch.
如果你处理的不好。
If you don't deal it well,
你洗澡冲冲冲冲冲
and if you take the shower with the scratch outside,
然后你的这个皮肤就是在湿湿的水里面泡着
and then your skin gonna soaked with this kind of water,
本来保持两三天干燥它就会结疤好掉
if you can keep it dry with two or three days, it could be okay.
但是现在呢
but now,
腐烂起来了
it becomes soggy and getting rotten.
然后细菌就从这里跑到全身
and all the bacteria gonna go inside of your body and spread over.
然后你全身就出现了这一个的败血症
and your body gonna face very severe symptom.
The poisoned by bacteria. 被那一个的细菌所感染到
and that's infected by the bacteria.
所以呢，这是一个致命的。
This is a fatal thing.
所以作为一个母亲，她看你的生病。
So the mother look at this kind of illness.
和一个小孩子看自己的生病。
And the boy think about this kind of illness.
完全不一样了。
It's totally different.
所以小孩子关心的地方是我今天不能玩了。
So the boy only worry about he can't go for play.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊。
So, brothers and sisters,
今天你的关注点在哪里?
What's your concern point today?
在圣经里面有一个的君王。
There's a king in the Bible.
他名字叫扫罗。
His name is Saul.
他战争失败的。
Well, he fell in the war.
他被上帝弃绝。
He has been dismissed by the God.
但是他就拉住撒母耳说。
But he dragged Samuel.
你一定要同我去。
Please go together with me.
你如果不同我去
，If you don't go together with me,
我在众人的面前颜面就俱失。
I'm gonna lose the face in front of the crowd.
你看到了什么了
？What can you see from here?
当我们失败的时候
，When we fail,
我们就不去反省为什么我会失败。
We never think about why we fail.
我们更加关心的是长老们怎么看我。
We always focus on.What the elder gonna look at me?
我们更加在乎的是我的宝座还能够不能够持续在那边。
We care about whether my throne gonna be there.
我们所关心的是不是我的接下去处境会更加糟糕。
We don't worry about whether our situation become worse and worse.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这不是真正的改变。
Brother, sister, this is not a real change.
这不是真正的悔改。
This is not a real repent.
真正的悔改不是因为惧怕罪所带来的惩罚和结果而悔改。
The real repent is not because you are afraid of the consequence of the sin.
哦，我犯罪了。
Oh, I sinned.
上帝要从天上砸下一块大砖头。
The God gonna throw a stone from the sky.
好可怕，好可怕！所以我要赶快悔改。
It's so horrible, so I have to repent.
你有没有看过？恶人结果他无论做什么恶的事情还是处处都很痛的。
Have you seen the wicked? Whatever they do, they still with good luck.
是不是?
Have you seen this kind of wicked?
对吗? 我昨天我带着孩子去 Star City 那边走走。
Yesterday I took my boy in the Star City to have a walk.
我一看的时候哇太金碧辉煌了没有进去了。
Wow, it's so splendid, the building.
只是在外面看一下。
I only see from outside, I didn't go inside.
孩子啊你看看这是什么东西来着。
Boy, do you see, what is this?
赌馆啊。
This is a gambling place.
多少人的身家性命都搭在里面去了。
How many people, they lose their lives and their wealth?
但是那个老板呢
But the boss of the casino,
非常的逍遥啊。
He spent a good life.
他想要什么就有什么。
He can get whatever he wants.
住在最豪华的这个的 penthouse 里面。
He live in the good mansion penthouse.
有自己最豪华的私人游艇。
He has his own ferries.
有自己的私人飞机。
He has own private plane.
当然还有非常漂亮的老婆，一直换的老婆。
He has a lot of beautiful wives, always changing.
所以我想来想去啊。
So I think.
我敬畏上帝，我得到什么
？What I get? When
I revealed to God,
I didn't get anything.
如果我们今天的悔改只是因为说， 哦, 我如果犯了罪， 上帝就会从天上降下一个大冰雹， 重达90公斤的。
If the only things we repent today is because of we worry about if we sin, we got a bad consequence.
所以呢, 为了避免这颗大冰雹砸在我身上,
to avoid this kind of big hails falling on me,
所以我要悔改了。
I have to repent.
哇, 亲爱的弟兄们, 这不叫做悔改。
This is not real repent.
这不叫做神圣的悔改。
This is not a sacred repent.
这只是从我们里面出来的罪恶情欲来着。
This is only comes from our intrinsic lust.
上帝给那个的恶人,
did God give the wicked?
什么东西都有,
all kinds of things.
其目的是为了什么呢?
The purpose for this is,
有谁可以告诉我?
Who can tell us the purpose of this?
他有豪华飞机, 豪华游艇,
he has a private luxury plane and a yacht.
他的儿女上这里最好的学校,
his children go to the best school.
他说一句话, 对整个的政府都产生影响,
his words is very influential even to the government.
为什么他这么好?
Why he can be like this?
如果没有上帝的智慧, 你永远没办法想通这件事情。
We cannot know what's this without the wisdom from the God.
上帝说,
the God say,
我为他安置了华地。
I prepared his destination.
一个滑的地方。
It's the slippery slope.
这个滑地非常滑。
It's very slippery.
他一踩上去,
once he stand on it, he gonna slip.
无法阻止, 没有人可以拉住他。
No one gonna stop him.
马上就堕入到地狱当中去。
He gonna slip to the very bottom of the hell.
什么是这个的滑地呢?
What is this kind of slippery slope?
就是神说, 他想要什么, 我就给他什么。
God said, whatever he wants, I will give him.
如果你今天突然天上砸下一块大砖头砸醒你的脑袋，是上帝爱你啊。
So today, if there's one big stone come from the sky and knock you down, that's because God loves you.
没有一定砸死的吗?
It's not kill you, it's just he hurt you.
结果你就去读神学了。
So you go to the cemetery to study the theology.
或者有些人听到这样的见证就去读神学去了。
Or someone heard this kind of testimony, they go to study the theology.
就如我们文硕弟兄。
Something like,
他听听我的见证, 他就去读神学去了。 翻译不出来算了。
That's an example of your uncle 文硕。
所以你看到了吗?
So you see this?
原来上帝惩罚我们, 管教我们, 是爱我们, 是要警醒我们的。
So the reason behind the punishment from the God is because he loves us.
因为上帝很清楚。
Because God knows everything.
他很清楚地知道, 他的目光是带着一种忧伤的眼神在看我们。
Because his eyesight is contained the sorrow to earth.
你我都在惧怕人的眼神。
We always worry about the eyesight from our the human beings around us.
但是你有没有看到, 在众天使当中, 有一个忧伤的脸正在看着你呢?
But have you seen there's a sorrow face among all the angels looking at us?
他听到你的生命里面发出吱呀吱呀的声音。
He heard some voice from in our life.
如同那一个的独轮车。
It's more like a small trolley.
这个独轮车上堆满了货物。
This small trolley piled up full of the load.
虽然还是可以运转。
Yes, he can still can roll over. He can he He can't carry the things.
但是因为上面的东西实在太重太多。
Because the load he carries too much.
所以你在推着这个手推车的时候。
So the time when you push this trolley.
这个手推车的这个小轮子。
So the wheel on this trolley.
就发出一个很难听的声音。
The wheel of trolley creates the very, very ugly voice.
告诉你，你的生命已经出问题了。
That tells us there's something wrong in our life.
这个声音就滋。
That's how the voice sounds.
哇，亲爱的听姐妹，
Dear brothers,
上帝如同这样子的一个的师傅。
The God is like this kind of teacher.
一个专业人士。
It's like a professional people.
他不是说哦，你现在还赚得不错。
He's not saying, no, 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 you're still working.
他站在你的发动机旁边。
He stands beside your engine.
一听的时候。
Well, he hears this.
不是咕噜咕噜咕噜的这么正常的运作。
It's not like it's not working as normally.
而是吱呀吱呀咔嚓咔嚓咔这样的运作。
It's working, running with very abnormal noise.
所以神很清楚我们的生命的状况。
So the God knows everything in our life.
今天我们是不是生命如同独轮车一样呢？
So today our life is that something like this kind of small trolley?
你不再看重这张脸，你不再注意这张脸。You are not paying attention to this face. 你更加看重的是你会失去什么。
You're more focused on what you're going to lose.
你更加看重的是别人怎么看你。
You're more focused on what the other people's opinion on you.
这个就是你生命里面那一个被压伤的咕噜转出来的声音啊。
This is that abnormal noise come from the inside of your life.
听到了吗？
Have you heard this?
所以主叫我们要产生出深深的忧伤出来。
So the Lord asks us to get the sacred sorrow.
真正的忧伤。
The real sacred sorrow.
不是为着罪所带来的结果惩罚而忧伤。
It's not that we worry about the consequence of the sin.
而是为着罪本质它的本身而忧伤。
It's because we sorrow for the nature of the sin.
什么是罪？
What is the sin?
什么是罪？
What is the sin?
罪就是没有上帝。
The sin is without God.
这就是罪。
This is sin.
这个叫关系的破裂。
This is the broken of the relationship.
什么时候离婚的？
What's the divorce?
两夫妻是什么时候离婚的？
When the couple divorced.
是当你的心中不再有他的时候就离了。
Is starting the divorce, the real divorce, starting from the both sides, this without the other part in their heart.
所以，我们真正的忧伤要为着罪的本质而忧伤。
So the real sorrow, we should sorrow on the nature of the sin.
神与人关系的破裂这件事情，我们要忧伤的是这个事情。
We should crying for the broken relationship between the human and God.
我们要忧伤的是，我们现在成为了那单灭之物而忧伤。
We should be crying about what we become a devoted things ourselves.
当我们在犯罪的时候
，When we sin,
上帝遮住了他的脸。
God turned away his face from us.
他受到了羞辱。
Because he has been ashamed.
求主怜悯我们。
Please give mercy.
让我们看到。
Please, God, let us see.
罪所带来的真正的可怕的地方在这里。
The real horrible things from the sin.
可以吗？让我们不要再去问责于上帝。
Let us not blame to the God.
让我们真正为这罪是什么而悔改。
Let's really repent for the real sin.
接去呢？上帝在十三节。
And then in the verse 13,
上帝对约书亚说
，And God said to Joshua,
你起来
，Stand up,
叫百姓自洁
，Let the people consecrate themselves,
consecrate the people,
consecrate the people.
使这个百姓成为圣洁。
To sanctify the people.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，现在这百姓最需要的是什么呢？
So what these people need now?
他们心消化如水。
Because their heart is melted like water.
他们最需要的是勇气，勇气，勇气。
What they need is the encouragement.
但是上帝说，不不不，他们不需要的是勇气，勇气。
But God said, no, 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 the people don't need the encouragement.
他们现在需要的是什么呢？
What they need now?
他们需要的是圣洁，圣洁。
They need to be purified.
世界上没有一个军事家是这样子说话的。
There's no such kind of word come from the mouth of the military leaders.
世界上没有一个的企业家是这样子说话的。
There's no entrepreneur say these such kind of things.
我们的企业如何才能成长？
Our company, how can it grow?
我们的军队如何才能打胜仗？
How our army can win the war?
我们需要的是勇气，勇气。
We need courage.
但是上帝说，不，你所需要的是洁净，洁净。
God said, no, no, you need to be sanctified.
震撼吗？如果不是约书亚来到上帝面前，他永远没办法听到。上帝对他说：“你们需要的是圣洁。”
Without come close to God, Joshua never gonna know these things.
我的教会面对许多的问题。
Now our church facing lots of things.
许多的挑战。
Lots of challenge in front of us.
我们说以后搬到那边去会怎么样子，怎么样子。
We talk about what's gonna happen after we relocate our church.
音响系统什么什么什么，我们在讨论这些东西。
Some other things.
你觉得上帝最关注我们的是什么？
What you think the most concern from our God?
你觉得上帝最关注我们的是什么？
What do you think the most things the God is worried about us?
我们的圣洁
is the purification of our life.
当你的家庭出现各种问题的时候
When there's some problem arise in your family
你关心的是财务
You worry about the wealth
你关心的是儿女的教育
You worry about children's education
但是上帝所关心的是你的孩子圣洁吗
But the God worry about how purified you make your child be
上帝所关注的你们夫妻之间圣洁吗
God worry about the relationship between the couples.
失去了圣洁，就失去了勇气。
If you lose the purification, you lose the courage.
失去了圣洁，就失去了动力。
If you lose the purification, you lose the power to go ahead.
失去了圣洁，就失去了上帝的同在。
If you lose the purification, you also lose the presence of God.
失去了圣洁。我们就成为可咒之物。
If we are not purified, we become a devoted things.
所以如何去处理这个问题呢
？So how we gonna deal with this kind of problem?
上帝对约书亚说话。
The God said to Joshua,
你叫以色列的百姓众支派都来。
Gather all the people of Israel.
从支派十二个支派里面抽出一个。
From the 12 tribes, take one tribe out of it.
从这一个的支派里面再抽出一个宗室出来。
And take one clan out of this tribe.
从这个宗室里面再查出一个的家室出来。
And take one family out of this clan.
然后从这个家室里面再找出这一个的人丁出来。
And find that man out of that family.
这个 individual 要找出来。
And find this exact individual.
所以那天早上
So in that morning
约书亚就带着腓尼哈
So God So Joshua take
带着腓尼哈腓尼哈
腓尼哈 OK yeah. The priest
Priest 的腓尼哈来了腓尼哈手中拿着一个东西
腓尼哈 took one thing
叫做乌灵与土明
There's a warming and thawing
这个是什么东西呢
What these kind of things
类似于我们今天的指南针
It's more like a compass
当然不是用磁场决定的。
It's not working according to the magnet.
而是根据上帝的带领所决定的。
The warming and storming is make decision according to the decision of the God.
所以这个指南针来了。
So this kind of Asian compass come out.
十二个支派都站在那边。
All the 12 tribes standing around.
这个的乌林土民就指出了一个支派。
The storming and the warming and storming pointing to one tribe.
哪个支派大家知道吗
？Which tribe do you know that?
犹大支派呀。
The tribe of Judah.
在指下去的时候呢
？And then.
指出了犹大的儿子谢拉宗室啊。
And then it's point to the clan of Sirah.
然后从谢拉的支派里面再指出来撒迪的支派呀。
And then come point out a family called Sadi.
撒迪的儿子站在那边的时候
，the son of Sadi standing there，
就指出了撒迪儿子当中的加米。
And then point to a guy called Zemirai.
这个加米的后代当中，儿子当中
，and during among the descendants of the Zemirai，
就指出了一个名字叫做亚干的。
Point out.One person called Achan.
这一个的雅干，你在当时他面临的这一个的审查的过程。
Do you know this guy called Achan in front of all this kind of whole process?
他有什么感受吗
？How he would feel?
这整个的过程并不是告诉我们说上帝不知道这件事情。
During the whole process, he's not telling us that God had no idea of this.
上帝非常清楚雅干做了这件事情。
God knows Achan did these things.
那上帝为什么要这么复杂呢？去做这个事情呢
？But why God have to go through this such complicated process?
知道吗？世界上有一件非常难的事情，最大的、最困难的一件事情之一。
In the world, there's the most difficult things.
就是叫男人认错。
That is, let man admit.Mistake.
这是一个很难的事情。
It's very hard things for the man.
还有一件相等困难的事情。
And there's also equivalent very difficult things in the world.
就是叫女人认老。
It's let a woman to admit they getting old.
叫男人认错与叫女人认老同样困难。
It's the same equivalent difficultTo let the man admit their mistake as the woman to admit they are getting old.
So, 上帝给他预备了这么多机会
so the God left so many opportunities for him.
是要给他主动的站出来承认自己错误的这样的时间
Because God wants Achan to initially come out and admit his sin.
而这位老兄呢
But this Achan
却一直觉得说不应该是我不应该是我。
This A can always think, oh no no no, it's maybe not me, not me.
虽然他看到约书亚这个来了
，even he saw the Joshua came.
来了之后，他内心开始打鼓了
，and he starts struggling in himself.
就像我叫弟兄姐妹来我家谈话一样
，it's like I call the brother sister come to my home.
大家就有一个非常惧怕的神情坐在我家。
Some of them feel not comfortable when they're sitting in front of me.
特别是坐在我家的那个红色的古顶的英国的沙发椅上。
Especially sitting on that very classic English style that the sofa chair.
后来我发现英国女王坐的也是这样的沙发来着。
And later on, I find the Queen Elizabeth sit on that chairs.
那弟兄姐妹就变得很紧张了。
So the brother and sister feel very nervous on this.
我到底错在哪里呢？
Did I do something wrong?
有没有错呢
？Did I do something wrong?
啊，这位雅干也是这样子。
This Achan also feel like the same thing.
我到底错在哪里呢
？Why? Where did I lost?
哦，很清楚了，我知道我错在哪里。
Oh, I know what I wrong.
我拿了金子、银子和衣服。
I took the gold and the clothes.
但是他在想。
But he think.
难道就我一个人拿了吗
？Maybe it's not just me.
这一次埃城的失败
This is the failure in I
难道就是我一个人的缘故吗
Is that only because of me?
Oh, 不不不不一定不一定是我
No, it's not just me.
我只拿了一点点的金子。
I only took small portion of the gold.
500 shekels.
Only 500 shekels.
对不起，200 shekels.
Only 200 shekels.
这个的银子，还有呢，50 shekels的这个的金子，还有一件衣服。
And only 50 shekels of gold and clothes.
难道就我一个人拿吗？
That only I took. That I'm the I'm not. I
应该也很多人都拿了吧
？I think there's more. Other people also took it.
他就开始躲。
So he tried to hide himself.
他就说不一定是我的错。
It's maybe not only because of me.
抽到了谢拉族的时候，他说还可能是凑巧。
When the Zamorai family come out, he said, "Oh, maybe just a coincidence."
抽到了撒迪家的时候，他说，撒迪家不是有很多儿子吗？
When the Sadi's family has been come out, he said, "Oh, maybe there's still lots of sons in that family."
抽到了加弥家的时候
，when the Kami's family has been drawn,
他说，我家还有一个叫 Daniel Samuel, 还有一个叫做 Abigail.
AK said, "I still have brothers sisters. Maybe they do the same thing with me."
不一定是我。
It's not me.
那最后抽出来是谁呢
？But eventually, who has been drawn out?
抽出来是他。
The only person has been drawn out is Achan himself.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们求主怜悯我们。
Please let God mercy on us.
上帝给我们这样的机会，要让我们悔改。
God give us lots of chance to repent.
不是让你心存侥幸。
It's not let yourself be away from the sin.
让我们回转到上帝面前来。
God wants us to turn around.
第三个方面。
The third part.
当他们找出是亚干的时候
，When they found out the Achan,
约书亚就开始说话。
Joshua start to talk.
约书亚对他说
，Joshua said,
我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华。
My son, give the glory to the Lord, the God of Israel.
在他面前认罪。
The honor of him.
将你所做的事告诉我。
Tell me what you have done.
不要向我隐瞒。
Do not hide it from me.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这里是这个的神的仆人对他说
：“The servant of God said to Achan,
你这一件事情是犯了一个严重的原则性的罪。
You make a very, very bad mistake.
罪没有大小之分
，There's no big or small sins.
罪只有这一个的严重与不严重之分
，It's only the severity of the sin.
所有罪的本质是什么呢
？All the nature of the sin is
就是。抢夺了神的荣耀
take the glory of the God
偷窃了上帝的荣耀
you steal the glory of God
这个就是罪
that's the sin
他对他说 我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华
so,
以色列的神
so Joshua said to Achan please give the God, glory to God
英文加上一句说当赞美他
you need to praise to God
然后说你当认罪
，You need to repent，
不单单要认罪
，Not only repent，
将你所做的事情告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。
You had to tell what have you did， don't hide it from me。
这是约书亚在处理这个罪的时候非常重要的一个原则。
That's the principle of the Joshua。
告诉他罪的本质是什么
？What's the nature of the sin？
应该如何在神面前认罪
？How are we going to deal with the sin？
应该如何对教会的牧者有一个的交代
？We have to confess in front of the pastor in the church。
所以这个亚干就开始说了。
So the Achan said，
我进入到耶利哥的时候
，When I came to Jericho，
我看见了
，I saw
这些的金子银子
，There's a gold and silver，
我贪婪了
，I covet，
我拿了。
I took it.
我藏了。
I hide it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是一个罪恶成长的过程。
Brother, sister, that's the progress of the sin.
看见。
You saw.
然后里面就开始私欲怀胎。
And the lust is come.
私欲怀胎。
When the lust concept.
他就伸出他的手来。
And he come to grab it.
去拿金子银子
And he took the gold and silver.
然后将它隐藏
And then he hide it.
所有的罪都是在暗中放的，所以要隐藏起来。
All the sin is under the shadow. Have to hide it.
所以我现在要问大家。
So now I ask everyone.
大家可能对金子银子没什么概念，对吗？
Maybe you have no idea of the gold and silver now.
有做金子交易的吗？
Do you do the trading on gold?
做金子交易啊，在网络上卖金子，对吗？但是那也不是实体的金子咯，对吗？虚拟的金子啦。所以我们很难想象古代的人他们在旷野长大，出生长大，在旷野待了二十年之后，他从来不用金子的人，为什么一看到金子的时候具有如此大的回应呢？
So now for us it's very hard to understand if back to a few thousand years ago the people born in the wilderness when they see the gold and silver, what's their reaction going to be?
他不是像他爸爸加米在埃及长大的。
Achan is not like his father grown up in Egypt.
他是在旷野生出来，在旷野长大。
Achan was born in the wilderness.
在旷野，他们需要用金子吗？
What? Why have to? You think there's a using there's a purpose of the gold and the silver in wilderness?
他们需要穿这么漂亮的衣服吗？
Do they don't need to wear these kind of things?
他们说我的衣服破了。
They think, my clothes is broken.
哦，圣经告诉我们说，他们在旷野根本不需要用金子去买水、买食物和买衣服。
The Bible tells us, in the 40 years in the wilderness, they don't need to worry about the clothes and they don't need to worry about the food.
但是为什么此刻一看到金子的时候，他马上就晕了呢
？But why the time when Achan saw the gold and silver, he lost the control?
你们读圣经有没有读到这种地步呢
？Have you seen any? Have you found any clue when you read the Bible?
原来试探啊，根本不是从我们对一个事物的看重不看重里面来的。
So the temptation is not because whether we focus or not on the outside of things.
原来试探就是因为他这个的果子悦人眼目而来。
The temptation is the beautification of the things.
金子为什么可以引诱你呢
？Why gold can tempt the people?
因为金子会发光。
Because the gold can glitter.
金子可以会发光出来的。
The gold can shining.
对不对？所以你看到发光的东西，人的眼睛对于光的时候，就会有一种的渴求。
So we are very sensitive to the shining of the things.
但是所有会发光的不一定都是金子的。
So whatever is shining is not gold.
对吗？对哦，所有会发光的不一定是金子的，所以你不要看到发光的，通通扑过去了。
So all that glitters is not gold. So whatever is glittering, don't pull on it.
但是坦白来说
，But if we take the things seriously,
没有一样的东西是会发光的。
There's nothing in the world can glittering.
所有的东西都是折光。
All the object is the refraction.
连太阳也都是折光。
Even the sun is the object of the refraction.
对谁的折光呢
What's the source it reflect from?
对上帝这世界的光的折光。
It's a reflection of the light of the God.
难道不是吗？钻石在黑暗当中它可以发光吗
？Is diamond is shining in the darkness？
太阳如果没有氢氮这些东西在里面，它会发光吗
？If there's no that elements inside of the sun, can it shine？
所以你就会发现，原来世界上没有一个东西叫做发光体。
So we can say there's no things in the world is God is is called universe.
所有的东西都叫做折光体。
Everything is a refraction.
但是这个折光体却是欺骗我们。
But this reflection tell us the wrong things.
欺骗我们。
They always lie to us.
说我是大光体。
I'm the luminous.
你拥有了我，你就拥有了一切。
If you have on me, you have everything.
你有了钱，就什么事情都可以做了。
When you have money, you can do whatever you want.
你有了钱，就可以将美国帮你推磨，将美国帮你推磨。
美国
，American.
Oh yeah. When you have money, you can let American work for you.
他们不就是为了钱才发动战争吗？
That's exactly why they launch the war.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，今天这个世界，钱告诉你说，只有拥有我，你才有真正的幸福的。
So these days, the money always claim whatever. The time when you have me, you can have whatever everything.
你们长大了要做什么
？When you grow up, what are you going to do?
很多的孩子说我要赚很多很多钱。
Lots of boys and girls say I will make them as many money as I want.
然后赚了很多钱之后呢
？But what?After that,
我要去买达林哈伯附近的房子。
I will buy a good penthouse in Darling Harbour.
然后你住进去之后，你会发现什么呢
？And after you move in, what you gonna feel?
我曾经在晚上去看过了。
One night I go to Darling Harbour.
那些住在上面的人其实很绝望的。
I saw the desperation of the people who live there.
因为他发现已经住在全世界最漂亮的地方，哪里还有比这里更漂亮呢？
Because they can't find any better place to live in, because they already live in the best place in the world.
金钱给我们很多的虚假的欺骗感。
Now there's a lot of lie in this world.
给我们很多的引诱。
There's a lot of the temptation in front of us.
用耶稣基督的话叫做钱财的迷惑。
According to the word of Jesus, it's the lust of the money.
我们不管它是不是真正的金子。
We don't care what is real, whether this is the gold is real or not.
只要能发光的，我就要。
As long as it can shine, we want. I just want.
哦，亲爱的弟兄们，这是一个很有问题的。
Dear brothers, sisters, it's a real problem.
你觉得钱财的迷惑真的是来自钱财吗
？Do you think the temptation from the money is really come from money?
大家觉得呢？
What do you think?
所以呢，我们做了基督徒之后呢，应该像和尚一样。
So when we become a Christian, we should learn from monk.
将所有的汽车、房子、工作，通通丢掉。
We should throw away all the cars, house, and jobs.
然后跑到深山老林当中去。
And come to the deep inside of the forest.
我们觉得这样子就好了，不被欺骗了。
This is very secure and very safe.
真的吗
？Is that true?
圣经在雅各书告诉我们。
The James in the book of James tell us.
告诉我们说，我们为什么会被试探呢
？The book of James tell us why we have been tempted, always be tempted.
你们个人被试探，乃是被自己的魔鬼轻盈诱惑，对吗？
Each of you is tempted because you were dragged away by your own evil desire.
Demon. 是吗？不，不是你的 demon design.
It's not a demon.
不是你的 demon, 不是魔鬼，是你什么的圣经说，你们个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引和诱惑。
Whatever you have been attempted is because you have been dragged away by your own evil desire.
你说都是这些美女坏了，穿得这么暴露，结果犯了淫乱的罪。
Oh, it's not because me, because all those girls wear very, very sexy things.
你说都是这些金子坏了，所以使我犯了这些罪了。
It's because of the gold make me sin.
不是的。
No.
是什么
？This is
是你自己的私欲。
It's your own evil desire.
私欲在引诱你
，the your evil desire attempt you。
用我们中国人的话来说呢
，so in our Chinese old saying，
酒是不会醉你的
，wine cannot intoxicate us，
人会自醉的。
But the drinker can who gets himself drunk，
所以这个叫做酒不醉人人自醉。
So it's called, it's not the wine that intoxicates us, it's the drinker himself who gets drunk.
私欲引诱我们。
Evil desire tempts us.
私欲引诱我们使我们堕落了。
The evil desire tempts us and makes us fall.
但是你说有了私欲就会生出罪出来吗？
But you say, is that because of the evil desire can give birth to the sin?
不，不是的。
No, it's not like that.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
私欲怀了胎才生出罪出来。
The evil desire is conceived, and then the sin come out.
私欲怀了什么样的胎呢
？What kind of things the evil desire has?
你说一个子宫他无缘无故就生出孩子出来吗子宫啊 听不懂
womb、the baby just born、without any kind of the direction of the womb
yeah got a confusion我想子宫如果没有精子的话它怎么可能会有受精卵有胚胎
womb won't have a baby without the sperm
我们的私欲如果没有领受了假道怎么可能生出罪出来呢
in the same token if our evil desire without the false teachingHow is going to come out with the sin?
什么是假道
What kind of false teaching?
假道就是谎言。假道就是 liar.
Liar. The false teaching is liar.
你接受了魔鬼来的谎言。
When you take the word from the devil,
那你的私欲就开始怀胎了。
And then your evil desire,
魔鬼告诉你说，难道上帝真的这么说了吗？
The devil always say, "Is this really God say like this?"
真的说了，拿了这个东西就会死吗
？Did God really say, "If you take this, you're gonna die"?
然后，上帝真的这么严厉吗
？And is that the God is so strict on this?
耶稣也太律法主义了。
Joshua is too obey to the commandment.
动这个也死，动那个也死。
Nothing we can touch.
上帝很有慈爱的。
God is full of the mercy and love.
这一种对上帝慈爱的滥用的说法也是来自魔鬼的。
This kind of abusement is of the God love and the mercy.
在伊甸园当中就发生这样的事情了。
That's exactly happened in the Garden Evil.
啊，这个私欲已经变成私欲，叫做 evil desire.
This lust is become evil love.
Evil desire. 没有了上帝的这个 desire 就变成了 evil desire.
The desire without God is become an evil desire.
所以呢，私欲一听谎言呢
，So when the evil desire he meets up with the liar,
马上两个人一拍就契合。
A two party become one.
就像金夫与淫妇一拍就契合。
It's like the husband, the man, the woman doing adultery.
用眼神，两个人就可以犯罪。
They can sin according to their eyesight contact.
出问题在哪里
？Where the problem come from？
欲望已经成为邪欲。
The lust become evil desire.
谎言就进来。
The liar come inside.
谎言一进来
，When the lie come out, come in.
私欲就怀胎。
The evil desire has conceived.
然后私欲一怀胎
，When the lust has conceived，
时机一成熟
，When the time is ripe，
我看见了
，We can see，
我拿了
，I took it，
我就藏起来了
，And then I hide it，
是不是这样子啊
？That's exactly things happened，
这就是圣经所告诉我们的
，That's what the Bible tells us，
罪既长出来就生出死了。
Sin, when it's fully grown, give birth to death.
所以呢， 要面对他。
So we have to in face of this.
我们现在所面对的不是亚干这个人。
What we facing now is not the Achan this kind of person.
当然，神在历史当中会特别处理像这一类的人物。
Of course, God dealing with lots of kind of this kind of people.
当然，现在神要面对的是我们里面的罪。
But now, God want to deal with the sin inside of us.
必须要处理这个罪。
We have to deal with this sin.
怎么去处理呢
？How are we going to do that？
他们每个人就拿石头砸死亚干
，Everyone stoned Achan，
然后用火来烧了亚干和他所有的。
And they light up the fire on Achan。
我现在问大家，亚干什么时候死的
？Now I want to ask you a question: When Achan died？
亚干什么时候死的
？When Achan died？
哇、oh, 很好啊上过洗礼课程对吗洗礼课程里面就告诉我们说死是什么时候发生的呢
In the lesson we,、you have been told when the death starts
commence when the death commence 什么时候这一个的死亡开始的呢
when,
是我们违背上帝命令的那一刻就开始了
The commence of the death is a time when we away from the God.
所以当夏娃吃了那个果子的时候，上帝说：“你吃的日子必定死。”
When the Eve eat that apple, and God said, "The time you eat the apple is time you die."
不是说后来才死。
It's not he died later on.
所以神的管教不是说以后要管教你、审判你。
So the punishment from God is not for the later on.
当我们一犯罪没有上帝的时候神的管教就来了
The time, As soon as you sin The punishment from God is going to come out
求主来帮助我们
Let God help us
让我们能够看到我们要去处理这些的罪
Let us realize how important we have to deal with this kind of thing
用石头要打死他
We have to stone them
这是身体上的死亡
This is the death of the body
The physically death
The physical death.
然后呢最后呢要用火来焚烧它
And later we have to burn with the fire.
这个指向了哪里呢
And this is pointing to
将来永远的在硫磺火湖当中的灭亡
This is pointing to the eternal death in the fires.
所有犯罪的必死在最终
All the sinners are going to die in the sin.
所以求主可怜我们
Please let it goGod mercy on earth.
只有当我们这样子去处理亚干的罪的时候
We only can dealing with this kind of sin
生使这个亚干被致死了
And God killed Achan
百姓悔改
All the people repent
自觉
Concentrate themselves
处理他认真的处理他们的罪的问题
Seriously dealt with their sin
那上帝说我要将这个骨不再称作连累骨
And God said this is not a weeping valley
上帝说我要使这个骨成为那指望的门
The God said this door is going to be the gate of the hope
Wow 你在什么地方跌倒
Wherever you fall
你就应该在什么地方站起来
Wherever you should stand up
不要忽略它
Don't ignore them.
不要轻轻忽忽地将它扫在地毯底下
Don't sweep the dust in under the carpet
哪里跌倒的就在哪里站起来
Wherever you fall Wherever you stand up
现在他们已经预备好了
Now they well prepared
准备向下一个城出发
They prepare for the next battle in front of them
你预备好了吗
Are you prepared?
你预备好向你的人生的另外一个阶段进发了吗
Are you prepared for the next stage of your life?
让我们来祷告
Let's just pray